Business. Uniqlo, golden fleeces. Zara's Japanese rival gears itself to conquer China.
Fashionable Japanese are sniffy about Uniqlo's cheap clothes. There's even a slang word for you've been caught wearing Uniqlo. Students shout Unibari when they see an offender. Tadashi Yonai, Uniqlo's founder, admits that his brand has a better image abroad than in Japan. So, on March the 16th, he opened his biggest ever store in Ginza, Tokyo's smartest street. He's done the same thing in New York, opening a big posh shop to give his clothes more allure. Now he wants to impress not only Japanese shoppers, but Chinese ones too. Like Inditex, the Spanish firm that owns the Zara brand, Mr. Yonai is betting big on Asia. He plans to open 100 stores in Asia, outside Japan, this year, rising to 200 to 300 annually in a few years' time. His target is for Uniqlo to generate most of its revenues abroad within 4 years. Last year, Uniqlo's Japanese sales were 600 billion yen, or $7 billion. Foreign sales were less than a sixth as much. Uniqlo's approach is quite different from Zara's. Whereas the Spanish firm chases every fleeting fashion, Uniqlo relies on large volumes of high-quality cheap items such as fleeces and jeans that last all season. But it is far less global. According to Yukimi Oda of Morgan Stanley MUFG in Tokyo, sales of fast retailing, Uniqlo's parent, are about 60% of those of its two biggest rivals, Inditex and H&M of Sweden, but operating profits are only a third the size. Ms. Oda reckons more scale in Asia will bolster margins. Next year, she expects Uniqlo's number of stores in China to surge ahead of Zara's and H&M's, as they've done already in South Korea. Uniqlo has three advantages. Japan is physically much closer to China than Spain is. It is closer culturally, too. Japanese shapes and styles are similar to Chinese ones. Even the weather is similar. Uniqlo's high-tech clothing makes wearers sweat less during sweltering summers, which is handy, and being Japanese has cachet among Asia's fashionistas, if not its nationalists. But Roy Lark of Japan Consuming, a market research firm, says the Japan is cool image Uniqlo brings to the rest of Asia will not last forever. He believes it will eventually have to emulate some of the fast fashion expertise of Zara. Meanwhile, the Ginza store may add a bit of badly needed glamour.